Welcome to this episode of One Topic, Already in Progress. Let's go now to our hosts, Autumn Fisher and Greg Russ.
Chicago-style pizza.
This is, what is this? This is not a real Tamagotchi. This is one of these newfangled, fancy, updated.
Well, Ellie has the first generation Tamagotchi. And then she has this like other generation one that I'm using, which is like the fancier one. So I'm keeping alive this thing.
And giving it Chicago deep dish pizza.
Yeah, or a bagel. Well, I made it.
What do you mean you made it?
So this one has a camera, like a little camera, and you take two pictures of different things. And that, like you say, you're going to cook something and it says, okay, take pictures of two different things. And you take pictures of two different things and then you mix it in a bowl and then it like becomes something. So I've made.
You should take a picture of boogers and poop.
Well, I have just taken pictures of like colors, you know, like on my bedspread or whatever. So I made nata de coco, which, okay, it's like a dessert. I've made a chocolate cake and I made the Chicago style deep dish pizza. And she's happy now.
That is blasphemous. Chicago style deep dish pizza. You don't even go for the Brooklyn style pizza. That's the only pizza worth eating.
Yeah. I've never had Chicago style deep dish pizza.
It's fine. It's good. I always think those arguments are stupid.
Yeah.
It's not even a pizza. It's a casserole.
Did they say it's a pie? You know what I saw today?
Did you see the latest trailer for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I had zero clue it was a thing. I saw no trailers, no marketing, nothing for this thing. And you think it would be a bigger deal because it's a follow-up to the last Ghostbusters with Paul Rudd. And
so there's been two with Paul Rudd, right?
The Stranger Things kid.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wolfbane or something his name is?
I went to see this Ghostbusters because I have the Regal Unlimited pass and I was curious, and it's not bad. I mean, it's not like the greatest movie in the world, but it's not bad, but it surprises me.
Which one did you see? The first one with Paul Rudd or the second one?
I just saw the second one. I've seen them both.
Oh, I see. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I was just completely shocked that there was another Ghostbusters movie. And then so last weekend we went to see it.
Yeah.
And it's fine. The Stranger Things kid has nothing to do. He's relegated to comic relief and just fights Slimer sometimes. He has comical interactions with Slimer.
They fight Slimer?
Well, Slimer in the movies is not their friend like the cartoon.
Right.
He's there. Always shoving his fat face full of food. And I'm sure the Stranger Things kid, in his mind at least, I don't know if he yelled at anyone, but in his mind, he's like, do you know who the fuck I am? I am fucking Stranger Things. I am the star of this fucking movie. You put me in a role where I have nothing to do. How fucking dare you?
Being the kid from Stranger Things should not be something to throw your weight around.
People love it. The different kid from Stranger Things was in Sweeney Todd on Broadway.
Oh, the kid without the teeth?
I have no clue. I've never watched Stranger Things.
Oh. Does this guy have not? Yeah, curly hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has like missing teeth or something for some reason.
And when he entered the stage, the audience fucking erupted. Like,
well, you're also talking about people going to see Broadway plays because they're in New York and they're going to see Broadway plays.
Yeah, I guess that is a draw where you get the Stranger Things kids.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is celebrity these days.
Right.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is so dumb. Like, it was good. Actually, you know what? I can't speak on it because I only watched the first season and then like a couple episodes in the second season. And I was going into the second season feeling like this shouldn't be happening. It really just should have ended. Like, it was like a big long movie, you know, the first season. And it was good. And it ended with a little bit of an open ending. So I understand that like they were leaving room for a second thing, but I was just like, this doesn't need to happen. And then I felt confirmed that it sure didn't. But then it just kept going and people like still watch it. I don't understand.
It changed the face of streaming. So there used to be a day, as you know, when there were movie stars and TV stars. And movie stars turned their nose up to the TV stars. Mm-hmm. And they said, Fucking idiots. And then George Clooney came along in ER and changed the whole model.
First, he was on Roseanne.
He changed the whole model. And at that point, you had crossover between TV and movies happening much more often. Then prestige TV took off and movie people wanted to be in TV. Then streaming started and they could team up and scoff at streaming. And they'd say, who the fuck aspires to be in a streaming TV show? And you had House of Cards, but you know that was testing the waters and it was still a bit of a surprise. Oh, it's the first show. It's doing well. I really do like this show, but I think people were still a bit skeptical. Then you have Stranger Things.
Are you kidding? It was stuff before that was streaming?
No, not to that level of prestige and recognition. What?
I don't know.
What?
What year was that?
What series?
What year was...
There was nothing. House of Cards was the first thing that kind of entered, brought people into the foyer of streaming.
2013? Are you nuts?
As a legitimate, yes.
No. Before that, there was Breaking Bad.
That's not streaming on...
Yes, it was.
Breaking Bad
was... Oh, you mean only streaming?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean on a streaming platform only, not tied to TV.
Well, you didn't say that, so...
Yes, I did. Streaming.
No, streaming. There's a lot of things that stream. You didn't say streaming only.
You're being obtuse.
I wasn't being obtuse.
My least favorite type of triangle. I hate obtuse triangles.
What's the other one?
They're disgusting. Obtuse.
What's the other one, the bigger
There's
one?
There's acute.
Acute.
And then what's the one with all the same angles?
Isn't that just a right angle triangle?
No. Isosceles.
Isosceles. Nice job. I want to do, I want to take a GED test and see how
No. Hold on. An isosceles. See, I don't know. An isosceles is a triangle with two sides of equal length. What is a triangle with?
It's a right angle, I think.
Right angle is a 90-degree angle.
Well, that's the 90-degree. The 90-degree at the corner, that's like a right-angle triangle, right?
Equilateral. Jesus, I knew that. Equilateral.
And then the big one, the one that's like
fool.
Larger than 90 degrees, that's the one that's acute?
Yeah, so there's an angle
right.
Larger than 90 degrees. Equilateral, yeah. It's a triangle where all angles are the same.
Equilateral. Got it.
Point is, Stranger Things came along, and then that was a show that kids were watching, and for the first time in the history, kids thought, I'd like to grow up to be a streaming star. And here we are.
Okay.
Here we are. It's all changed. I mean, I guess you had the YouTube fools doing it at first, and kids would watch that, and like, I'd like to be a person that opens toys on camera. And sure.
Well, before that, it was just people doing things online and getting popular, just doing whatever. Like sometimes it was just being weird. Sometimes it was talking. That's why like I did my shower diary thing was because like I want to talk on here.
Yeah. With a hint of sexual tease.
Yeah, I know. But I really.
You knew.
No, I didn't.
You're not that naive.
Well, not that I didn't know. It wasn't my intention. So I didn't care. Like however anybody took it.
Nobody watched for your thoughts.
Oh, that's fine. Well, listen, I knew that once it got to like a million views or whatever. I was like, what is happening? You know, and then obviously that many people are not interested in what I'm saying. But when it was just a few, it's like, yeah, people, you know, you find like tiny little windows of people that are interested in stuff like that, like long form content where someone's just talking. Maybe they're interested. I don't know. I didn't really care if a handful of the small amount of viewers I had were taking it sexually. They're idiots because I wasn't doing anything. So that's fine. But then once it became once it got to a higher view, I was like, what's happening? And then it was posted on a fetish website for like foam. People really like foaming shampoos and soaps.
I guarantee there's people who listen to this podcast, even though there's no visual element, only for... the thought of you nude in some way.
Well, that's whatever. Like, that's like any interaction that any woman has ever. So what am I supposed to do? Not exist?
I did not say that.
Well, you're kind of saying like, I should have known. Like the reason why I did the shower diary was because I knew that it had some sexuality to it, which is absolutely not.
Well, one of the most pathetic trends I see online now is, you know, there's always young, good-looking women who will sell their bodies. mm-hmm. images of their bodies, videos of them having sex, whatever it is. But the text on screen now is like aimed towards middle-aged people. So it's a woman who's, let's say, 22.
Okay.
And it says something along the lines of dreaming of my 44-year-old boss.
Where are you seeing this?
It pops up on Instagram along with a bunch of women breastfeeding, because once you click on one of those things, it takes over. Because the breastfeeding thing, it's a loophole of nudity. Women are, they can say, no, I'm promoting breastfeeding, normalizing it. We shouldn't be ashamed to breastfeed in public. But their whole breast is hanging out before the baby even latches on. It's like you got the nipple and everything.
Well, no, that's okay. Especially like if you're a mom looking for advice or help.
I know, but come on. The reason you're doing that is because you know it's going to bring in a shitload.
Yeah, but if they have
abuse.
A baby, they might. It might not. Depends.
You know,
because I've seen plenty of breastfeeding videos that have their nipple out and stuff, but it was I needed this information.
I'm not saying there isn't information to be had. I am saying, and let me send you this.
Okay.
I took a screenshot.
Yeah, maybe see.
It was so egregious.
You took a screenshot.
Yeah. It is in recently deleted, though, I will say.
Okay. That's something.
I showed it to Christina. I said, can you? It's not believe it, because I'm not shocked by it. And I don't even give a shit if women just wanted to show their boobs without a baby latching on. It's like, I don't care, but.
Well, this was on Instagram?
You have to recover this before I can send it.
Did you say it was on Instagram?
Yes, it was on Instagram.
Instagram is like the Wild West still. They don't take stuff down. There's some really disturbing, like people hurting themselves videos that you can watch on Instagram. And then there's also like, I don't know, like lions tearing apart like a lion cub and stuff. Like it's graphic. It's crazy.
Elephant stomping a person. You got the text, right?
Yeah.
No, you're telling. So clearly good looking woman. Whole giant boob hanging out.
There's the heart that you gave it.
With the baby in the lower right corner. Okay. This is not a breastfeeding video. This is you looking to get many views. But going back to that 44-year-old boss thing, that is a trend. And it works like all the idiots.
What are the girls doing when they have that text underneath them?
Biting their lip or doing that stupid eye thing that's now popular.
What's the eye thing?
Where they're crossing their eyes.
Ew!
And their fucking tongue's hanging out or some
shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, you gave it to me so good that I'm dead. It's like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
It's really infantile, which is really creepy to me.
What goes through a guy's mind when he posts? One, you have to buy into the fact that she really means what she says, which she doesn't.
No, but they're into the fantasy. They're subscribing to that. Okay.
And that's fine if you want to take it to that step, but why post? Like,
what are they posting?
I imagine coming across my dad posting, yeah, sexy. I can give it to you good. So what the fuck? That's someone's dad, uncle. Well, I guess uncles have a bad rap already, but.
Yeah, that's something that Chelsea Lynn has talked about. Where like they'll get like a DM or something and just say really explicitly sexual things to her, but also kind of insulting things. Like it's a weird mixture of insulting, like your big fat titties, like your sloppy ass, you know, like stuff like that. And then she's like, she goes to their profile because they're sending from their own profile, and it's like, Grandpa, get off Facebook. Like,
exactly.
What are you doing?
I don't know why that doesn't cross their minds. I'm the 44-year-old boss. That's me.
Yeah.
And I think, stupid idiot old men. And then I realize, oh, wait, I'm 42. This is actually directed at me.
Yeah, but it's acting like an old man. It's not necessarily the age. You know?
This is directed at me. So the trailer. You said you saw a trailer.
No, I don't think I did say that.
Early on, before we got off on
this
giant...
I saw something. You want me to tell what I saw?
Oh, what did you see?
And you were like, a trailer for this? You went off on something else.
You're talking about Tamagotchis. I got Christina a Tamagotchi for Christmas once, and she used it until the battery died, and now it just sits on her desk. But it's like a sentimental thing, so.
Why doesn't she replace the battery?
We could replace it, but then you can only play with it so much. It gets boring. It's like one of the original ones. There's only so much it can do.
Well, these new ones are kind of a little bit more interesting. Like you take them outside, you earn little bits of money, and then you can spend the money on little things for them, and they get happier that way. And
it's a good Christmas tree ornament, the old one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
With that little chain. All right, so you take this one for walks, and you cook it up. Chicago deep dish casseroles.
Yep. It does have a name, but oh shit, I just dropped it. Well, I can't get it now. It does have a name, but I don't think I gave it the name. I don't really understand. But anyway, what I saw was, so I have at the top of my street is where kids wait for the bus, that take the bus to middle school or the high school. And I see this kid who, I mean, he could have been plucked out of our high schools. Like, his hair is down to his chin and it's parted right in the middle, that butt cut. And it's like light. It's like a dark blonde, you know? It's just like, God, this kid, he just looks like such a teenager. And so today I see him every once in a while and I just like, yee, butt cut. Like I love seeing him. And then today he had his hair not parted in the middle, but just totally just right down in front of his face, like underneath his chin, underneath his nose, his hair went down all the way down there. And he was just walking straight ahead with his backpack, just looking sullen and weird. And I can't stop thinking about this kid.
You got to be careful how you phrase that. Okay. Can't stop thinking about
it. Also, there's girls that are waiting for the bus and stuff. And sometimes when, you know, like it's starting to get warmer, but, you know, it's been cold. And they wear like these little shorts and just not a jacket, you know, like a tight shirt. And they're so cold, but they're so young and stupid. I just love seeing these teenagers. Like, it never changes. Like I guess in the 50s, I guess teenagers looked different. But it seems like now, just across the board, teenagers just keep looking the same.
You should buy some of the old vintage Massimo shirts. You can get them used on eBay.
Ooh. Like the milk carton. No, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. But I just love seeing them.
You can get the milk carton in the shape of the M or the gas can. For whatever reason, those two stick out in my mind. Somebody.
I don't remember that. I just remember the Massimo, just like the weird scripty, like almost like a graffiti looking.
Nah, they used to have these graphic tees where there were different items that had an M in them. Just do a quick search on like Massimo.
You know what I loved?
Milk carton shirt.
Yeah, I'll look that up. Massimo. What I loved were those. What was it? What was the shirt that had it? It was like all blurry. It was typed something, but it was all blurry, and it was like sporty. Do you know what I'm talking about?
If you figured it out, I probably do, but no, not from that description.
Shoot. It says like, it wasn't like just do it. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't that, but it was something like No Fear.
Oh, the No Fear shirt.
Yeah. You remember how it was like blurry? Why was that? Why did it? Why?
Were they all blurry?
I don't know.
I just think that was one of their styles.
But that was a big, you know, No Fear shirt.
Bottom of the ninth, down by three, bases loaded, full count, two outs, No Fear.
Okay, so they have this one with like eyeballs that look really cool. I'm going to say blurry. Is it No Fear? Maybe it's not No Fear. Oh, well, I'm not seeing it the way that I remember it. Maybe it wasn't No Fear.
Your memory has escaped you. Too much time has passed.
What do I Google? Blurry.
I don't.
'90s. Blurry '90s t-shirt.
Does not play well with others. It seems others have a problem with losing no fear.
Fun.
Man, I'm the t-shirt writer.
Oh, man. So I went to a Spencer's last weekend, and they had a big wall of shirts that were so dumb and fun. It was like, again, stuff that you've seen, or like that a very specific kid in your high school would wear, you know, where it's like, I'm not afraid of the dark because I'm the monster under the bed or whatever, you know.
They always had that wall of shirts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see, the first thing that pops up, Oregon Live, when I search Spencer wall of shirts.
It's pretty good.
They have Team Trump shirts.
Team Trump?
Grab America by the pussy. Deal with it.
I kind of like that.
And people are pissed. There are people in Oregon who are pissed. Now, granted, this is an old article from 2017, okay, after Trump was elected and inaugurated. But yeah, parents went on a tirade. Spencer's Gifts has a Team Trump shirt. What does this one say? Trump 16, finally someone, but he's not. Oh, the year 16. I get it. I was thinking like number president. I was thinking, what, the 16? Trump 16, finally someone with balls. What? So these shirts were on that Spencer Gifts t-shirt wall.
Finally someone with balls?
A giant warning at the top of the article. Warning, graphic language. I hate Portland. I cannot stand Portland. I went to Portland once, and there's this, it's kind of a sleepy town. It's nice. Hello? Oh, my God.
Oh, you went. I'm sorry. You went away.
Oh, my fucking God.
What?
You couldn't hear me.
Yeah, because just at the very, you said you hate Portland, and then that was it.
Yeah, I don't really think I need to expound on that at all. The people there.
Wait, what were you saying? You hate Portland? Why?
It's just the people there are self-righteous and nosy and all up in your business. It's kind of like San Francisco, where it's the same thing, where we were filming in a garage in San Francisco. It was a car shoot. It was an electric car, and we were charging it and getting shots of the charger. And the garage door was two-thirds closed, barely open. Mm-hmm. This guy comes up and just crawls underneath. What do you got shooting here?
What?
Like, who the fuck are you?
He's crawled under?
Yeah. Then he asked if we did some. He's like, do you guys also shoot that children's show that I see sometimes, you know, happening at the park? It's like, no.
What?
Yeah. Does anyone with a camera just they shoot everything in existence?
Yeah.
That show that your dumb little kid watches, your kid who's going to grow up and be a fucking shit because you got your tech money and you've destroyed San Francisco. And you give people the side eye because they drive an SUV. And you scream at them because they put the plastic in the wrong recycling bin, not just putting it in the trash, the wrong recycling bin, or they see scraps of food and that should be fucking compost and you scream at them and your stupid kid's going to grow up and be self-righteous just like you times 10. It happens exponentially. But Portland,
I don't know, because they might be the opposite, because you grow up pretty annoyed, you know, by your parents' behavior.
That's what I hope. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. To close out the Portland thought, Portland's just worse than San Francisco. It's that, but more. Mm-hmm. Everyone there thinks, you know, they're the purest of the earth. And if you need to know how to live, and if you need a lesson in ethics, they've got you covered. As you see, they took care of that Spencer Gifts and those horrific shirts that they were selling.
It'll be like a black and white cat, you know, and it'll say like, you scratch my back, I'll kill your parents. You know, like, just, it's like, it's trying so hard to be subversive, you know?
It's so dumb.
I love it.
You should have one of those printed up.
I should. I should make my own.
We were supposed to make those pandas or dolphins, or pandas aren't dolphins or dolphins.
I don't remember. I think about that all the time, and I can't remember the origin and why we started saying, or how did we get there?
I don't remember, but we should have really pushed those t-shirts.
Yeah.
Could have sold them right alongside the Trump. Who fucking cares? Don't buy the Trump t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm not going to buy a Trump t-shirt, but I don't feel a need to get them out of stores.
Yeah.
Because what people just wander. It's like an impulse buy. Somebody going into Spencer and thinks, you know, I never really thought about Trump, but that t-shirt's pretty cool. Now I love him.
I never thought about it before, but he really has some balls.
I don't understand. It's like, no, we need
it to. Is strange. Yeah. Like, I think we talked about this last time where it was, why do other people's movements affect you so much? You know? And I'm bothered, you know, I could be bothered. Like I see, on my way to trivia, there's a house that like proudly displays a big Confederate flag in the front of their house, like on a fucking flagpole. And I'm always annoyed by it. And last time I passed it, I like flipped it off, which I was like, I don't know. What did that do? Like nothing. I sort of laughed at myself for doing it. And I can't really even explain. Like, I feel smarter than that. But
It's an aggressive move to fly that flag prominently.
It is. But also, I mean, what is me flipping it off doing? I guess it's pacifying myself a little bit. But I guess the bigger move would be to somehow get them to take that down because it's hate speech or something.
I think you flipping it off, like you said, it makes you feel and think a certain way, and you're flipping it off for yourself. Now, a lot of people would take a video of themselves flipping it off.
Well, there you go.
And then they would post that.
Yeah.
And they'd say, look what I did. Look at this. I am fighting.
I'm good.
I'm fighting the good fight. But there is no, I don't, especially Maryland, which was, you know, I know it was right there, Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, it was a mix.
But
there were still plenty of people that were profiting from slavery.
If you drive into rural areas up here, you'll see that somebody's got a Confederate flag hanging off their porch. Mm-hmm. And the only reason they're doing that is to make a very clear statement about their beliefs, because you can't even hide behind the heritage argument, which I don't buy in itself. But when you're in the South, you could at least say, hey, it's my heritage.
Can't they say that they grew up in the South and so that's why they keep it?
I guess you could. I guess, I mean, that could be a case where I've moved up here.
Yeah.
But that in itself would be a betrayal.
And I'm still an idiot.
I can't see any real Southerner leaving the South. How dare they leave the motherland and head up to the Northeast with all those fucking Yanks.
What, the Yankees?
That aside, you don't even have that argument. So it's like you're just flying this thing.
Yeah.
Because
I guess I don't like any big statement like that, but I'm not offended by, like, if the flag were replaced with like that new pride flag that has like the triangle on it, it's trans stuff too, I wouldn't be as offended. But I also, it would give me a different, instead of being offended, I would feel like, all right, like, calm down.
I agree with the prominent flying of it,
maybe
of any flag.
Yeah,
of any flag, you are
like,
making a statement.
Calm down, everybody.
Something like the gay flag is more of a supportive flag. I don't see who it's belittling or threatening.
Right, you're right. I guess that's the difference. Yeah, because I'm not being offended by that. But I guess
it can be antagonizing.
Then, yeah, because it's only antagonizing to the people that, like, we're talking about who can't handle other people having different opinions. Whereas flying a Confederate flag is not just about a difference of opinions. It's a difference of, this is how I think people should be treated. And that's not a difference of opinion. That's like a difference of humanity or something.
Yeah, I agree with that. But on the same token, on the flip side, there's just an inability for a lot of people to handle anyone else with a different thought. Now, when you are being aggressive and threatening with your thoughts and your beliefs, could ultimately lead to, you know, people getting hurt if you were allowed to act on them, or if other people acted on them and you supported those actions, something like the, you know, the symbolism of the Confederate flag, it does set itself apart. But in general, if somebody is conservative and they're not flying a Confederate flag and they just have general Republican beliefs, there's still a lot of people who get in their face and scream at them and tell them that they're idiots and wrong. And how can you even think these things?
Because somebody who's not in support of that flag, the gay pride trans flag, they see the flying of that flag as antagonistic.
Which it can be in a way.
You think so? I don't think so. I mean, I guess them taking it that way makes it so, you know, it's like, okay, well, you feel antagonized. Okay. But that doesn't mean that the other person is antagonizing them.
You could be flying it prominently in an area where, you know, there's a lot of conservative people because you want to make a statement, which can stir them.
I guess you have to ask people. I should knock on their door and say, what's the purpose of this flag? Because I need to gauge how annoyed I should be.
The Confederate people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you flying this?
I'm annoyed up to like a point, right? Like there's a baseline of annoyed. And then if it's because you believe that like we should go back to those ways and you were proud and it's like, I'm even more annoyed. If it's because your grandfather fought and you support the flag because it was the flag that your grandfather was buried at, or it's like, all right, I'm still annoyed.
There's no reason.
You're an idiot.
There's no real. There's no rational reason I can find for someone flying that flag.
But you're right. So like, but the pride thing flag is a more supportive statement than a divisive statement.
Yeah, there are many reasons you can say I'm flying this flag that it makes sense, that are positive. The Confederate flag, I don't know what you got. I don't know what the grounds of your argument would be.
People just, I think, are so short-sighted. Like, if I gave them the benefit of the doubt, you know, I could say that they just feel like things were better, you know, for them. Back then, those white people, you know, and you're right. It was, but at the expense of these other people, and you're not taking that into consideration, which is fucked up.
Well, that could be the argument against the flying of the gay pride flag is, no, that does represent change and discrimination against people like me.
But it's not discriminating against, like...
I'm just saying that the people will make this argument. I'm not saying that's true.
Yeah.
But there could be people, it's like, they're taking away my rights. As they gain their rights, they're taking away my rights.
I never understood that. How does, you know, I think I saw, you know, this woman, you know, say something about gay marriage and how it's like, it's fine if they want to get married, but it takes away from my marriage. It's like, bitch, how? I don't get it. Like, I want to I don't agree with you and I think you're an idiot, but I'm also just curious, what is the logic? I can't follow the path of logic there. What do you mean?
Well, she'd probably say something along the lines as it's a matrimony, holy, God's eyes, sacred. And when you water that down, then all of that, you know, becomes less down. And whatever. That'd be something along those lines.
To me, that's like, I'm going to protest my neighbor because she likes wheat bread and I don't. You know, and she's keeping the wheat bread industry alive. And I think that the wheat bread sucks and it's an inferior bread. And it should
be a step. It would be a step further than that. She loves wheat bread and because she likes wheat bread, it's giving power to the wheat bread industry. And at some point that wheat bread is going to take over and it's going to kick out my white bread. And I'm never going to be able to buy Wonder Bread again because the wheat bread.
Oh, because it'll get so popular.
That is what happens in their minds.
Oh, wow. So weird. I don't get it.
And there always is an overcompensation with things.
Mm-hmm.
Like people gain power and then they push it too far. But at the end of the day, you're not going to lose your fucking white bread. It's going to be fine. You can go.
Don't worry. I know they really are like children. Don't worry. Like white bread will still exist. You'll still get your white bread. It's okay.
The bread you can't even bake at home.
There's just thinking
it's
about
too fucking fluffy. How do you get it so fluffy? Why can't you make bread like that at home?
I don't know why it is so fluffy. It's pretty unnatural then if you think about it. It's like it shouldn't be that fluffy.
It's very delicious. Just like potato bread.
My store bought. Oh, potato bread's the best.
But you can't buy Martin's. You can't buy Martin's.
Why?
Because Martin's donated to some Republican governor campaign.
Oh, whatever the fuck. Especially packaged ones made with a ton of chemical additives, such as calcium propionate, amylase, and chlorine dioxide, which keeps them soft, light, and fluffy for days.
It is quite the feat.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder. It's very fitting.
Yeah.
What a name.
How they got this. I don't like white bread.
Ugh, what is wrong with you?
I get honey wheat, which is like not wheat, you know, but it's not white.
I guess I don't actually disagree.
Yeah.
I like the idea of white bread, but for the most part, I do buy potato bread. Where we just go to the bakery and get fresh bread and you have to eat it in a day because if you don't, it's stale.
Yeah.
Challah bread.
Yum.
Oh, you fucking Zionist. How dare you eat challah bread?
What's wrong with what?
There are people like that out there.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I just like the Martin's potato bread stuff.
Right.
They donated to a conservative campaign and therefore you should never eat it again. And Shake Shack used Martin's potato rolls for their hamburgers and we need to boycott Shake Shack until they promise to change vendors. It's like, fuck, come on.
Yeah, no.
I could see the same thing happening. Oh, I love this challah bread. What the fuck? So you condone the killing of innocent civilians, children, mm-hmm. and women in Gaza? It's like, what the fuck to you?
No, I don't.
How the hell did you get to that conclusion?
Yeah.
Fucking mental gymnastics, my friend.
Again, it's the same person, I guess, that might take a picture of themselves flipping off the flag and posting it somewhere so that people know, you know.
But this is when I was saying there's an overcompensation in things. This is how it usually plays out. You will get mm-hmm. those people who just jump to this most extreme conclusion and want to demonize you for something that has no actual relation
mm-hmm.
to whatever is at hand. It's like, I like this bread. Oh, well, you like innocent children being slaughtered.
That's right. Apparently, because that's what you support with your bread purchase. Obviously.
Insanity across the board.
Oh, yeah. Everything's wild.
Russ. What kind of last name is that? Some kind of fucking Jew last name?
No.
Does it sound Jewish to you, sir? Yeah, does it sound Jewish to you? So a man said that to me once. Yeah,
Russ?
A long time ago when I was in high school.
That person doesn't even know how to, like, they're not even smart enough to be racist. Like,
I was at the Hooters in Kennesaw.
Oh, well, there you go.
Highway 41.
Uh-huh.
And, this guy is just typical Southern dude with his camouflage mm-hmm. and his accent. Said, hey, what's your last name? And I said, Russ. He's like, Russ? Is that some kind of Jew last name?
He said Jew last name?
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's so weird.
because I look Jewish, I guess. And again, yeah, that's just such a stretch. It's like, just say what you're thinking, because what you're now saying, you've entered into a world where there's zero logic. You have no foundation, right? Because Russ does not sound Jewish, and it is not actually, because that is from the grandfather who wasn't Jewish. So you're fucking off base. You just want to tell me?
You're like, I actually am a little bit Jewish, but
yeah.
And you should have given him the credit. You should have been like, you know what? You're partly right. I'll give you that, you know, Brian.
And ask me what the hell I'm doing around these parts. Just fucking do it.
Doing around these parts. So weird. People are so strange.
Yeah, but it's tiring. The whole thing is exhausting.
Yeah, it is pretty.
Wouldn't you like
stupid.
To just go back to a time when you could wear your Massimo t-shirts with your big M? Did you look up the milk carton?
I'm very upset that I can't find the blurry words. I swear it said no fear.
Okay, there probably was no fear. I'm sure there was a blurry no fear shirt.
Maybe Massimo blurry shirt?
No, Massimo would never blur.
Stop or you'll go blind, Massimo.
No.
Yes, Massimo, blur no. tea. 90s Massimo blur tea.
No, Massimo knows better than blurry, because their brand needs to stand strong and clear, not fucking blurry.
Oh, yeah. Sight for sore eyes, and it's blurry. Massimo was the one the whole time.
No, this can't be it. There was another
See,
one.
I think we both we both had Massimos, but maybe we latched on in different times. I think you latched on early with like those eyes, and I latched on later with
the
like
eyes.
This.
No, the eyes is no fear. Massimo didn't have eyes.
Oh, shoot. You're right. Stupid.
Get it together.
The milk carton. The milk carton.
Look up the milk carton. It's a cool shirt. Look up the gas can. I like the gas can.
Okay. Gas can.
Yeah. Cool shirt.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen this.
Oh, those things were prevalent. They were fucking everywhere.
Oh, remember that monkey? The fuck monkey was that called? Oh, man. 90s shirt monkey. Oh, Paul Frank.
Oh, yeah. I could see you liking Paul Frank.
Oh, for sure. I was into Paul Frank. Hell yeah.
That monkey is right up your alley.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. I still have my monkeys hanging on my rearview mirror that I've had since I was 16.
You still wear that monkey winter hat?
No, the kids wear it. But I would wear it. I'm not opposed to wearing it.
Tommy Hilfiger.
See, that was too preppy for me. No, thank you. Wouldn't be caught dead.
No, I think Tommy at some point got into hip hop. Like, it was.
Yeah, that still was. Oh, right. I still wasn't in that, like, it wasn't my jam.
That was the fancier side of hip-hop. Nautica and Tommy Hilfiger. And then on the more casual side.
Were there some,
side,
like, white sneakers that were really popular?
Yeah, and Timberland boots.
Yeah, what was the white sneakers, though? Do you remember?
Oh, the brand? I don't know. BK Knights.
Yeah. Oh, it might be that.
That's dumb, because the K stands for Knights. BK, British Knights. So I just said British Knights Knights.
But are they called that? BK Knights? Like, do people
No,
say
they're
that?
Just British Knight.
Okay.
British Knights.
Weird.
Yeah, those were good shoes. LA gear.
I don't know what people are wearing. Like, I know that, like, Champion sweatshirts were popular with kids for a bit. Yeah, isn't that weird?
I don't know how any of this starts. It's usually just some famous person who the kids think's cool wear something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes off.
Yeah, but who nowadays, you know?
Looney Tunes shirts. I just, that was a hip hop thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never figured out how it spreads. These days, it makes sense. You see people online wearing this stuff. But the fact that there were people on the West Coast and then us being on the East Coast who had the same fucking trends with zero ability to communicate to each other, it blows my mind. And it just,
sorry, I'm looking up. It's a Reddit thread, that weird period in the 90s when Warner Brothers were selling shirts with hip characters. And it's like, it's Bugs Bunny and that devil thing.
Yeah, Taz.
Yeah, and their pants, like their jeans are on backwards, and they're so the crisscross. Fucking cool. They're so fucking cool. I remember a girl that I knew came to school with her jeans on backwards because of crisscross. And she was trying so hard to own it, but it was so lame. We were all like, what the fuck?
I have to assume the people in crisscross these days look back and think, what the fuck? I would be embarrassed. Also,
how old were they? Like 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are they, you know?
I would look back and just be so embarrassed.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
Fuck. How did that happen? That's what I'm known for. I had an opportunity that a lot of people don't get, an opportunity for some fame, for some fortune, and it's tied to me wearing my pants backwards.
Somebody posted, my favorite was the Tweety Bird with a backwards hat and 90s hip-hop clothing with the caption, because I'm the mom, that's why. Three totally unrelated things jammed on the t-shirt together. And then somebody said Tweety was the Minions before Minions were Minions.
Fucking Minions don't go away. There's some new movie coming out.
I saw that.
What is that called?
The Minions movies?
No, but the thing they're tied to, the schnoz. Yeah, the movie. The guy with the pointy schnoz.
Yeah. In
Despicable Me?
Despicable Me, yeah. The first one was it was good.
Isn't that your boy, though, doing the voice from The Office?
Yeah, Steve Carell.
All these, yeah, the voice acting has gone to celebrities.
Yeah, that's the truth.
You get these films where they put every celebrity's name that they've gotten, all the big names on screen. It hits like, bom, 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 bom. And it makes me think, I don't want to see it. I have zero interest in seeing it now because you were throwing that in my face as though I'm so stupid and desperate to go see celebrities do their thing that a movie that's got 16 of them is going to lure me in. Fuck you.
It is strange. Like, am I, you know, I wasn't interested in seeing this until I saw so-and-so was in it. Like, who gives a shit?
If you really appreciate a person's work, I can understand it to an extent. We've moved away from that.
But I really liked Jim Carrey, and I didn't want to see him in that like penguin fucking penguin movie.
Yeah, star power is drained over the years. It's not, people aren't as much of a pull as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, with voice acting, there's some audiobook that just came out that's got big name celebrities in it.
An audiobook?
Why is this slipping my mind? They were celebrity? Promoting it. There was a commercial and they were pushing it hard. And I said, who the fuck is in this book? And then Christina told me the names of the people in it. Audiobook with celebrities. I'm not going to be able to remember. Ah, fuck. It's going to really bother me.
Is she home?
It's going to. No. She went to the dentist. Oh.
Nerd.
Yeah. I've been flossing every day this month. It's the most I've ever flossed in my life.
Wow. Even when you were a kid?
11 days in a row. I've never flossed.
What? Why? Obstinate defiance disorder?
I'm
not going to floss.
It's a pain.
Oh, flossing feels so good.
No, it's a pain. And my teeth are close together, and I think that things don't get stuck in there.
So Travis has more space between his teeth, and so I don't know how often he flosses, but he never needs it.
Yeah, it just doesn't get stuck, just falls out.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we don't really brush Pete's teeth. I mean, not brush, floss. We brush his teeth.
What the fuck was this audiobook? This is going
to
drive me insane.
I'm dying to know. Tell me.
With, I guess
it's strange that it's like selling it because celebrities are reading the audio. But I've never heard of that being a sell for a book.
Well, that's where we are. It's like when a book is released and it has really cool cover art. And then they make a movie and they just slap the actor on the cover of the book from there on out. Will AI ruin audiobooks? Yeah, this is where we are. You either get celebrities doing VO or you get AI.
Yeah, that's true.
Actual voice actors. The rumor goes that Aladdin, the genie, Robin Williams said, I will do this, but I don't want to be promoted that it's me because I don't want to start taking work away from voice actors. Oh. And they said, sure, sure. Now, should he have known better? Probably. But of course, they promoted the fuck out of that. And that's what opened the door to celebrity voices. Celebrity stepping in and doing all these animated films.
You know what's nice about the show Bluey is that it's not, well, I'm sure it's known, but it's not well known. Like, they don't put their names of the actor, of the voice actors that are the kids on the show. Like, I don't even think they're in the credits.
I guess that's okay.
It's to protect the kids.
I assume so there's some law.
They can still be kids.
In Australia?
Oh, I don't know if it's a law in Australia. I think it's just a choice.
But at some point,
which I like.
You know, you're giving credit to the people who do the work at that point. So I get protecting them, but at the same time, it feels as though they're not getting the recognition for doing the work.
Well, they're children. You know, they're getting recognition and they need different things than adults. Don't you think?
I like the idea of people who, since films have such huge crews and there's so many names, hundreds, if not thousands of names in the credits. And I like the idea of people who are in the credits and they sit and they wait to see their name. And it's just in one of
those big
blocks.
Oh my God, if you were in a credit in a movie, you would do that.
Just one of those big blocks of names.
Yeah.
I think you'd miss it. You have to go see the movie again. Like I said, I was looking. I didn't see it.
That's true.
Especially when it comes to visual effects, because there are so many of those people and it's just handed off and it's given to different VFX houses.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just the walls of names. Like, it used to just be one line down the middle of the screen, right, of names and like what they did. And now it's like that memorial with all the names on it, the Vietnam Memorial.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I think it's a offensive? Weird comparison.
Well, it's just what it looks like to me.
Well, yes, the names are just there. Yes.
Yeah, there's names. Where else do you see that many names?
You have to look it up to figure out where a person's name is, and you go find the proper place in the memorial. So, yes, the names of the end credits of a movie is like the Vietnam Memorial Wall.
I don't mean that as an insult. It's just what it looks like. There's so many names.
It's just a strange... It's not a bad correlation because yes, it is. It's fitting, but I feel the way we were talking about the credits, like, yeah, it doesn't matter. There's so many fucking names. You sit there and you wait for your name. Why? Who cares? Nobody else cares.
Oh, I wasn't saying that. I was saying that I would wait to look for my name if it was there, and I think you would too.
Well, VFX are going to be gone. VO is gone. They're already, you know, VO people are sending. I don't know. They're not contracts because people aren't signing them, but they're sending, when they do work now, they're sending something that says you legally cannot use my voice for anything other than this, because
that's smart.
People take VO people's work and train AI models on it.
Mm-hmm. And then they get their work for free.
It's a gross direction we're going. It's going to happen with the VFX too. There's no reason, because so much money and time goes into this shit. And even then, it's still rushed and not good. Like the end of Black Panther, where the end fight looks worse than the Black Panther video game, if you ever look at a side by side.
Oh, does it really?
Because Marvel decided last minute that they wanted to change up the whole fight. So you put these people in shitty positions where they have to rush and work around the clock under ungodly timelines and deadlines. And then they can't, they do the best they can. And when it looks bad, they still get blamed for it. Like, that looked like fucking shit. It's like, well, you tried doing that in 2 days because we were pixel fucked. That's what they call it with Marvel, where Marvel will go like frame by frame and look pixel by pixel. Like, no, don't like this. Not that. Change that. When at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter. I would lose my mind. People think it's some glamorous job and I get to work in movies and these fuck that shit.
Well, movies are good ideas and like seem like a fun project, I think, until you actually start to try and make a movie. And then it's like so difficult and time consuming and horrible.
Well, the way it's shot these days, too, with so many movies are just in front of green screens with like a fake boulder in the front. I was like, well, there's what you can interact with, that boulder. That can help you set the scene.
Yeah.
It's a totally different way of acting, and it's difficult. And I give credit to actors who have to interact with no sets and no scene partners because the scene partner is going to be added in later. There's like a fucking stick with eyes on it. It's like, look at that. That's your scene partner. It's just too much movement to that. I get that there's a lot of films where you can't film practically because they're set in locations that aren't real. Fine. It's just gone so far. We talked about it with Jurassic Park. At the first Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs were on screen for like 18 minutes or something. Mm. And a lot of them were models. And then the Velociraptors in the kitchen, for example, those were mostly, there were still scenes with models, but yeah, there was CGI.
That's the way it should be. It should be peppered in.
It was used sparingly. It was also used in a real setting. And it still looks pretty good. And people say, well, why does it look so much worse in later movies? The truth is the CGI looks better, but it's just so much of it. There's so much of it that none of it looks real. Like I read about one of the latest Jurassic Worlds and how like everything, the trees and the grass and the dinosaurs, it's all CGI, but the way it interacts and the shading and the movement of it, like it's all like great. People say that's actually really good fucking work. But when you watch it, because the whole movie is that, you're like, what the fuck? It's a cartoon.
Oh, right. I just don't like when people use CGI on humans and then they do something that isn't like physically possible, as in like physics. Like you can't do a backwards flip onto a helicopter. And you know what I mean? Like just something that takes me totally out of it. I'm like, oh, well, I'm done.
You know, like The Rock in that movie where the world's ending and some giant earthquake hits and some volcano erupts or whatever the fuck it is. Some disaster movie.
I don't know that one.
And he's in a helicopter. I think he has a dumb jump in that.
Oh, does he?
I'm sure he has many dumb jumps.
Dumb jumps.
If you want to look at something really stupid, you should watch videos of Marvel characters' helmets removing. If you watch them frame by frame, like Iron Man's helmet at some point, it all becomes like nanobots. So it's like
removing? What do you mean?
Like when they remove their helmet, when Ant-Man presses a button and his helmet disappears into nowhere because it's all nanobots. It looks so fucking bad. Like Tom Holland's Spider-Man, for whatever reason, his Spider-Man at some point, it's not a practical mask made of cloth. It's nanobots, and the way it removes from his face looks so fucking bad. I don't know if there's like a compilation of it. I would record the TV screen whenever stuff like that happened and watch it back frame by frame. All right. Well, whatever. There was some technical difficulties.
Yeah. My screen said, like, it said, hey, your thing stopped you from recording, which I don't understand why. I was just sitting here.
Yeah. Something going on with your computer. Yeah. I blame you. Not me for once.
Okay. That's fine.
Anybody. Not my internet connection. Okay, no topic. What's the topic? Who fucking...
Nostalgic 90s.
No, that's not... We didn't talk about it. It was fucking all over the map. That's why that was. It was 90s. It was...
We mostly talked about the 90s.
And because Confederate flags. And I have no fucking clue how to even spin this one.
The good old days.
I'm not going to name the episode the good old days when we're talking about a person flying. I'm not.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I didn't know we were done. I'll talk to you next week.